Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
Okay, now I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I am very sure that a lot of people now realize that our world has gone to the dogs, and it reduces the entire human life on earth. That whereas I grew up and thought that we were something, but it was based upon a church teaching, you know, and if you don't think that civilization is pushed in a corner, and the white people now use their sodomy power. They call colonial power is sodomite power. Did you know that? I'm telling you the truth. It's just that it's difficult for people's mind to think that it's going to make us see and know things better. It's like you go to school and you don't learn everything the same day. It wasn't going to happen that way. Gradually, you pile on a little more knowledge in your brain, because you can't get all of it in there, not even in a week or a month, really. You know, you can find a precocious brain in people, and they can take quite a few less years to get all the education they want. But normally, people take a whole bunch of years. If you don't have a spirit of pride and, let's say, you're respectful, you respect life, respect people. If you don't have that and you are just like some people who are worse than dogs, because a lot of dogs don't go around biting up people, but you have serial killers, those of people who say they are human beings. You think they're human beings? Look again. You know, I mean, things gone bad, and it's gone bad a long time before I begin to find out. It's bad. It's very, you know, really, really hard. I mean, whenever you hear about a hurricane or a tornado, I think there are about 2 earthquakes or something like that came into effect recently. But you see, I've been looking and see, oh, the atmosphere is calm. You know, I think it's quite a while now we don't have a tornado. But last year, maybe mid-last year or something like that, we were having some very strange tornadoes, you know. Thing about it is this. The white people who say they are in power, they don't care none about that. They don't care, because they're looking at the money that they have. Really? All right. But more and more now, when I talk to Google, now, if you want to get to the heart of white people, just Google, because they are at the central nerval feeling in Google. If you Google and you ask them about law and about things that they should tell of thousands of years ago before they start talking and things like that, you know, ask them about 200,000 years ago and what the world was like and things like that. And so what they tell you on Google, they don't have nothing to tell you that, you know, you're going to be happy about. No, it is a shame to see how we are wasting our lives on foolishness. I understand there's a strong gravity holding people to it. Anyway, I am here to remind you, because guess what happened? Anytime the gods going done away with things here, we won't have another time to try and make anything better. We can't. because it will be a done deal. They'll have enough, and that's it. Everybody go back to the dark. You know, I think life is, has taught us that life is better than no life in by far. And at the rate that people are treating life, you can see that the brain is gone, because our good brain would teach us something good on how to live. But right now, you see, it's a pure demons in people. Look at them. They don't even want to expose their faces. A lot of people don't want to expose their faces because they don't have anything to meet civilization. And yet still, Twitter and all of the social networks out there, they're run by sodomites. They're running them. And no more, I mean, well, I didn't bond to see anything that in my surrounding resemble people having a sense of who dredged the rivers in Africa and make up Mesopotamia civilizations, India and China. What happened? You don't see not even the Chinese, the Indians, the people who know they come from Africa. And there is only one thing that was going on in Africa as far as human life is concerned. It's the gods. And because the gods are not that imposing, is the reason why they are forgotten. Oh my gosh. My friends, I don't know. It's so bad that even people who are, as it were, not making any trouble, they go to church or they preach. You know, some people are out there preaching and they're trying to live good, you know, under the blood of Jesus, and it doesn't exist. But their mind has connected with that. Billy Graham, remember him? No, today, when a lot of people find out that Billy Graham was not what he said he was, so even though his best preacher friend came out and nailed him down that he's just preaching for the money, you don't hear anybody come out and you know, like, respect what Graham, you know, his brother and partner in the Lord for the gospel. You consider that the gospel is not anything that is true. You know, you're reading from the four gospels in the Bible. I mean, it took me a long time before I realized that the Bible is a dangerous, dangerous, madhouse book. And what in the Bible that makes sense, they don't really read them in a church. They don't, you know, use them for you to benefit from them. So therefore, when you're in the Bible, you don't better go to those kind of pages. It is such a terrible thing where life could be a wonderful thing, but the white people, them don't come from our origin at all. And they want to mix us up with themselves. That's why they write the Bible, to make it seem like they and us come from the same God. They never come from no God in history. So why, they can twist us any way we want because our brain gone bad. what is happening to me now, you know, is that I am inflicted and feel ever so dismay about people like me realizing that something is bad with people at large concerning the Bible. You know, you don't hear anybody making any deal about Bible, and you don't see anybody going anywhere where they deal with the Bible. I mean with the World History textbook. Everybody is about the Bible. Because the white people, brought the world down to the ground with sodomite foolishness. And said them have law to put you in a jail and everything like that. There is no greater way to destroy life than to use the Bible. Really. And my heart, the artificial things of the Bible, mean the things that are not true. People believe, and today my cousin, who is a minister, I am amazed that he come down to where he's denying the very thing that he should be able to handle and talk about it in a sober and sane way. No, and he's laughing about what he's denying. I know it's not true. Now, I think someday he may come around and say what. I don't know if he will, but, you know, he's making a lot of fun out of a serious, serious thing. It is very grieving, you know. It bothers me bad to know that I grow up in it, you know, and I can hardly find anybody to make some sense with. It's a terrible, 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 terrible environment, people environment. You know, I got around to, you know, doing some connection with Google. And, you know, for a while, I tried to get information that define our experience in America, right? Because there are a lot of things I wanted to know. You see, I wanted to know and to find out a few points of reasoning. What I wanted to know is like conclusive things to see where it stands as far as people's way of thinking is. You know, person said here, I am 68 now. And when I was 17, I had written to Reverend Graham and receive a true letter from Billy, 2 pages, about my letter asking why I had bad thoughts. I was floored, and so was my granddaughter, who also love him, you know. I would give any limb to still have that letter, but as life went on, I lost it in a house fire, but the message is still on fire. RIP Billy. You know, can I take it for jokes? You know, can I take it for joke? This person can I take it for joke. It's not a joke at all. You know what I mean? It's not a joke. Not a joke. Yeah. So, how much life value. And your ESTI. Yeah. Ex-Muslim here from Iran, met Jesus 8 years ago. He changed my life. Praise his name.
C-O-H-E-R-E. CCEPT.
Yes. It would be nice if folks Saddam like to, you know, like to talk, just talk, you know, and let effects, you know, find a place in, from what we talk about, you know, with intent to make sense, rather because we don't have to live to see tomorrow morning, or we don't have to live to see, you know, the next hour or even less. You know, life should mean something to everybody. You know what I mean? But it's like there's something wrong why we are bent towards, you know, whether or not we're living, you know, we're living for a long time, or we are going to live a long time from today. But the things that we do, you know, it's like we are, you know, we cannot be weaned away from certain kind of things. You know, because it's like we're going to be wasting our lives if we don't do certain kind of things that don't work out well a lot of times for people. But they still have to go back to them things. Because we can't see life to be above certain kind of things, which of course life could not exist for the kind of things that people are doing anyway. But we have got to see it for ourselves. We have to see higher value in ourselves rather than looking at people's skin. And you be sure, it doesn't matter what, you know, how skin is making you feel. The fact remains, you know that skin easy to get stink. You know that. So what is it that makes us, you know, unwean from the kind of stuff that we run after? I mean, I look at myself. I judge myself. I see it. And I tell you something. I look to see a possibility that can get me, give me a different option. You know what I mean? And if I am good enough, when I say good enough, I don't mean I'm, you know, I think I'm good, but if I can sacrifice to get certain things out of my mind and see for even an hour, how do I feel? I wake up in the morning and how do I feel? Do I want to feel some of these good feelings I wake up with? In the morning, feeling good, thinking good. But how long it stays, it teaches me that, you know what? You really have a long way to go to ever get settled in the right frame of mind. And not like the Bible says. The Bible says your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of God, because they're spiritually discerned. Some things in the Bible, it's amazing that they say these back and front things. You know, and the believing Christian, they just fall for it. But for the people who come to understand civilization and to understand what civilization is, it's a different story. Well, there are people who have mental understanding about a better life. Somebody said that they were Muslim and they turned Christian and Jesus changed their life. So what happened to Muslim? It doesn't change some people's life, though. All of these three churches have their believing converts. You know? And none of the options that you have between these three churches, none of them is civilized. Church is not civilized. And if I tell you a good way to look at it, academic knowledge, what's the difference between BC era an AD and a Damani era. Do you know the difference? You know the difference? What is the difference between knowledge and belief? You know, there's a lot of people don't care about that. They don't care. They are accustomed to who they are and don't really care about, don't change. They can die, you know. You know, so, oh, come on, you know. you know, life is something to understand. Life is a science. And if you're not going to, willing to think according to science, you're not a part of life in the sense of valuing life. You can't value life if you don't have good sense about what you're looking at. You know, if trees are just merely trees, you know, trees, you know, as it were, could just die and go away. And you wouldn't see anything wrong about that. But don't you take shade? Don't you go and get shade on the trees? My friends, you know what I mean? There's no need for us to get rough with each other about anything, you know. We just need to play it cool. Now, you know what? That's the thing. Things are just going on, and we're not getting anywhere. You know, not getting anywhere. Yes. Let's see here. MINID. I tell you, I want to stay on this track and get higher because I do a lot of thinking. And I tell you, if you don't do good thinking and try to put certain type of thoughts to be displayed in your mind and where you make up your mind to think in a certain lane, you know, because if you begin to affect yourself by certain kind of thoughts that at one time you didn't, but it's just like people get to like certain food that they, for maybe they didn't eat that type of food before, all right? But now that they get a taste of something, they want some more of it, whether or not they'll eat it for any long time. But when you get used to or just get begin to get a taste of something and you're liking it, your chemistry is for it. You know, I mean, is very few things you will be adjusted to want maybe for the rest of your life. That's very rare, because it's easy for you to, like, get tired of something that you like, even that. But, you know, want to like too much of it, you go on, move on to something else. All right. But, you know, but if you like the thing and you want to eat it every day and you are right, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And somebody who likes variety all the time, there's nothing wrong with that either. You know, I mean, if it make you happy, you know, if you're not doing nothing bad, you know, I mean, please yourself. That's what life is. Satisfy your life as long as it's good, man. But, you know, there's, you know, there are too many people who are wasting the great breath of life and don't know that. It's like reduce life down to where, oh, it don't mean nothing. It's wasting. All right, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, if you're listening to me out there. And I can only talk to people who have the same kind of thinking and emotions that I reserve to myself. And as you know, it is easy for us to live and don't pay any mind to the right type of things. You know what I mean? Everybody gets so spoiled that, you know, life can just go away and we don't bother see life anymore. But time is always going against us. It's up to us on how we enjoy life that makes the day. All right. Well, I come here to talk and to relate to people who cherish the same type of thinking and values that I have, you know, because I am not a person to put people in bondage and want to see people suffer. No. But right now, I am here talking because white people leave Europe and come and take away everywhere we come into the Western world and settle. This is what. You know, a dilemma that we African people are suffering from, and they are glad to put us into suffering. You know what I mean? And they don't care about our civilized life, you know. No, they don't. So, a lot of peril sweeping over the world, and white people don't care. They decide to put up with the perils, you know, and to see people suffer. White people, and think that they are the best. Make you know that they are not human, because that type of thinking and what they do like to kill us. It doesn't tell you anything is going on good in their mind. But they want to make everything seem like it's fine for them. You know what I mean? Now, I want our Creator to do something about them. The point is, a lot of us not doing anything for the gods to pay us any attention. And they would be paying us serious attention if we were serious about them. No, but if they do something to take away the atmosphere from us, and we, because remember, simple things the gods can do, and you know what? We want to give up the ghost, because if they are to turn on some discomfort on us, you know, and everybody just dropping on the ground and falling dead and stuff like that. You know, it's very simple thing that they can do that just wipe us out, you know that? Yeah. So mocking, like, say, God, I'm not talking about God in the Bible, no, I'm talking about for real, you know, we see things around us and know whether or not the gods, they've been here for 450,000 years. You see what I mean? While how many generation of human beings since 200,000 years ago come and gone, right, within this time? And the gods been on earth 450,000 years and do a lot of things here. And that's a lot of purpose to fill. A lot of purpose. And what is the end of all of these things? Eventually, all of us come from stardust, and we will go back to stardust. You know what I mean? And the gods themselves, how much eternity are they going to live? Right? So, but the thing is, the alliance they have with the firmament around us, the atmosphere, you know, what they can make go good and what they can make go bad whilst they are existing. You know what I mean? Existing is a lovely, lovely thing, especially when it's good. You know what I mean? But how much do we know about that? You know, we're too stupid to even appreciate existence. You know what I mean? Without existence, you're not here. All right. I had a nice show yesterday. Nice show. But remember now, the white people, they're out there. And they say they're governing us, right? But nobody don't care about whether or not they're government or not. But I care, though. I care. Because whilst we are alive, you know, it's like you have the flute in your hand. Blow it. Because why you have a flute? To blow. And you have a mind to appreciate the sound. You know, see what I mean? Having your life, and because you, if you're a man, you know, I mean, the thing you think about in the EAD and the damn time is sex. But it's easy for me to prove to anybody that sex is sweet, sex is alluring. We are not created to do without sex. If you have a good observation sense working, you can tell that you're a servant to have sex and produce a baby. You are a servant of life that you have inside of you. And you don't own yourself. Because if you own yourself, would you make a penis and put on you? I mean, would sex be anything to you? You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that I talk about that I know a lot of people don't hear about, but but I mean, people always like to hear about sex. But you know, I talk about everything in a serious kind of way because I'm not coming down and talk foolishness because you know, I like foolishness. Well, I'm not talking foolishness now, but, you know, since A.D. Anadamani is a one-track, uncivilized way of thinking, you know, if you talk certain things, that's the way it's going to be looked upon. However, I care about whether I'm defiling myself when I talk anything, and I don't want to talk defiling things. I am serious about life, and for me, I intend to be serious about life and crawl up into my little neutral self and self and try to enjoy whatever life I can that makes me happy. But I definitely have thought well enough about what I'm to do. You know, what I want to do, the way I want to be, the way I want to feel. I've thought that out. Have you thought that out? All right. If you have not thought about that, if you have not thought about it, it may be nice for you to put your thinking, your breath, to a good use. Make yourself important. You know, not to please anybody, but think of a good way you can be and feel proud to be of that, because you're not bothering anybody, you know. You are pleased with everybody who are good and things like that. But it would be good if, you know, it would be good if you try that, though. It would be good. Listen, somebody might say that I'm pessimistic. What is wrong with being pessimistic? When things are not going right with you, what are you to do? What are you supposed to do? Things not going right. What are you supposed to do? You know, and as time goes on, you see the clock that is ticking there? You know, it can be an adversary to a lot of people by the way they think, because time is going against you and you can't do nothing about it. You know what I mean? There are a lot of lofty, nice, good way to think rather than just follow the crowd, and nothing much is going on in your head, really. And that's not a nice thing. Listen to me. I would like for somebody listening to me to start to make yourself important. And you can only make yourself important when you become a pristine type of person. You know, like, don't draw up on other people's energy. You know what I mean? Think of the way where you will think to make yourself a special person. You're not showing out on nobody. You just want to feel, blameless and feel clean and good. And let's say, as far as life is concerned, you feel important. Because when people are balancing life and make certain thing important in life, and you're a part of what's important, you know, that's what life is all about. But now we have people who just want to kill other people and take away what you have. And they do it like that's not what they're doing. Look, I didn't know that the hominid folks could turn human being. You know, the hominid don't like themselves. They don't ask, but you see, once your brain is spoiled, you got it all done. It's done. You know what I mean? Because when you're sane, Baruch Spinoza tell you, you're not going to have knowledge if you're not sane and sober. There's no way any kind of knowledge is going to fit in your brain. You have to be sober. No, because you think about people who just die. They don't have any time to be sorry about nothing. You know what I mean? No. When you're alive, That's when power can work to do wonders in your life. I mean, people who like play music, for example. And you have some people out there, you know, they just work like wonders on an instrument with a guitar or piano and violin, a steel guitar and, you know, saxophone. You know, I mean, people out there like this saxophonist guy there, you know, I forget what his name is now, but... you know, he has a saxophone that I don't hear anybody with kind of tone his saxophone gives off. And look, he knows to work those keys. You know what I mean? Now, banjo playing now. I can tell you something, what I think about Chet Atkins, the difference of Chet Atkins playing or his professionalism opposed to other guitarists. It's not that Chet Atkins can play better than every guitarist in the world. That's not it. Chet Atkins is multi-melody, you know, sense. I think he's more multi than maybe anybody I know. But remember now, I will admit to you that somebody out there will play a tune better than Chet Atkins. You know? Yeah, because Chet Atkins cannot in any way play better than everybody in the world. No. But he may be good at more things than maybe everybody else in the world. But they will beat him to some tune. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, it's all right when you just like a ordinary little player, right? And somebody like me now, look, I am tune sensitive, you know, I am melody sensitive and stuff like that. Though I can play, you know, I mean, good melody. I mean, I've never been trained to play anyway, you know. I mean, I'm there playing what I don't know. But sometimes, I mean, most of the time I don't make any sense of what I am picking. I'm just picking and I don't know what I'm picking, right? But, like, almost anything you do may make a good sound sometimes, right? So, but I'm telling you that the guitar is a marvelous instrument. Marvelous instrument. And the amount of people that are playing guitar, oh gosh. Oh yes, I mean, so much of the world is playing guitar. You know, violin is basically restricted to the band, you know, where the guys are playing the orchestra them and stuff like that. You know, and guitar is like limited to about one in a band, you know. I mean, sometimes you have like a few guitars playing that sometimes is almost pure guitar, a guitar band as it were, right? But the thing is, we are in a world that we don't create, and all of us only enjoy ourselves for a while, and like many people come here, enjoy themselves and gone. We don't see them. You see, here we are and we behave like we are not going anywhere. But what about every time you go to bed? You are dying slowly though. We are dying slowly. Me right here, I'm talking, I'm dying slowly too. The best thing is for us to get to know what life is all about. That would, you know what I mean? But just as though you like certain things, and what happened if you couldn't like anything? What happened if you couldn't like something? Because what makes you happy? There is something that makes you happy. But what happened if you couldn't like it? I mean, people who kind of lost their faculty, their brain function. It, you know, the brain is supposed to set up a certain way so that you remember things, you know, and you do things a certain kind of way. But what happened when you lose that? You're likely to lose it because it's your chemistry up there that is working and set to make you be the way you are. A baby, of a baby and the baby, you can't teach them their name because they're not even alert enough to understand what you say. They may be looking up on you and even laughing, but they don't know what you're talking about. But you wait until 6 months later. It's not the same thing. They're developing. All right. What I'm saying to you now is we are always in danger on planet Earth because, you know, you're in your house and you're not safe because, you know, you're driving on the road and you're not safe. And, you know, I mean, even on the unsuspecting things that you wouldn't be aware of that will harm you, those things sometimes come and harm you. And it was not expected. But when a plane is flying come your way and something is going to happen because, and we go up in a airplane, you really don't know what is going to happen. Because guess what? Those plane can, you may be in a plane that been carrying a weak spot on that plane. And when it goes up and the pressure take it and stuff like that, you can see some of the parts of the plane flying off. Some of the fuselage fly off and suck people out of the plane and stuff like that. You don't know what's going to happen. We who are behaving like we own things here and we, you know, there's nobody like you here, lunatic. Lunatism. Anyhow, you're a living thing and blowing breath like us. You have to be careful. You should be careful. Or if you're careless about yourself, it is the worst form of living that. All right. So, what am I to say? The kind of things that I like to talk about, there's not much people want to think about it. And a lot of people think that they are better off than me being that way. I think I'd beat you to a challenge. I think I'd beat you to a challenge about that. Yeah, because I don't see that to be realistic. Science is going to prove you wrong. You know, the principle is going to get you. And the way I am living, it's a lot that has come together due to my thinking process. So you are not going to beat me, although I like everybody just about, as long as nature permit me to like you. But apart from that, I do a lot of thinking, quality thinking, right? So my self-esteem is at max because I just respect other people for who they are, and I respect me for who I am. just as much as I respect other people for who they are. So I'm goody, you know, in just which way, how can you find fault with me and I don't beat you? Even if you don't like, you know, you have a right. Not a matter of right, but I mean, you know, you may want to, you know. If you're going to do something, be sure that you have comprehensive on it. Because, you know, what's the use of your life when you don't have, you know, have insurance on it? You know, you need to have insurance on the things you think and do, right? So that if you go wrong, you can pay for it. Well, I think to be safe. But what if somebody is coming up against me and they are wrong? What am I to do with that? I have ways to handle that, you know. If I'm in a conversation with someone and when it comes down to a challenge, it's not that I like to like humiliate anybody or nothing like that. But if we're talking about something and it has challenges in there, that's me right there. Because I'm always looking. It's not like I'm trying to measure myself against anybody. It's a matter that I am in for perfection. If I'm gonna say something, I want to say it, even if I don't have good grammar or not like that. I want to say it and let the logic be true, right? And if you're not doing it the way I think it should be done, I'm gonna bring it up, and you're gonna have to face whether or not, like, how you put it together. Like that, I'm going to question why you put it together, and there's a special way you have to use words to put stuff together, and that there is no word expert can pull it up the way you put it, because you have fastened the whole thing with proper logic. Nobody at all in logic will beat it. You see what I mean? So if somebody does something with perfection, I mean, you know, if somebody can challenge you, you know, but I mean, it's just like a guy is a good boxer, man, and you know what I mean, can you beat him, you know? What about before, you know? Before, nobody don't beat before yet, all right? So, no, before, you know, it's something else. It's something else. And now he and this other boxer who nobody hasn't beaten yet, I think they are coming up with about. I think they are coming up with about, you know, and that will be interesting. These two unbeaten guys. Anyway, we are here right now. I'm talking and you're listening to me. I would like to hear from you. Call me. And let us have a chat. Because what is nicer than having a good conversation? I don't want to hear no, you know, it's one people I don't want to talk to. And that's a homosexual. I don't want to talk to no homosexual. Because where homosexuals are coming from is not a civilized origin. Homosexuals are not from a civilized origin. In the world, it's a textbook. Okay? And it doesn't matter what they evolved to. Oh, like you talk about, like, be president of the United States? Now, as far as I'm concerned, there is no president of the United States. Well, call it United States, that's what they call it. Well, there is no United States. For real. Because anything homosexual is set up, you know, it's usually by theft and a lot of evil stuff. Yeah. And they feel like they own the world. And they want everybody to become homosexual. Did you know that? Yeah, that's a fact. It is a fact. Oh, you know about the Christian Bible, right? Do you know that homosexual invented Christianity? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And listen, I don't know what you're going to do with this, but I can tell you this. I beat every one of them if we get into a conversation. I beat every one of them until, you know, they run. But homosexual as a whole, as a culture, not good. They're not good. Now, when they come to the Western world, they learn everything from the African people. They learn to read and read good. But they learn to talk, first of all. They learn to talk. They you know, they do all of the evil things to the Neanderthal sapiens, and then they turn around and trying to change the identity of the Neanderthals. They don't want to say that Neanderthals and the sapiens. Neanderthal come from the sapien species, and the species became an hybrid subgroup to the sapien, wild sapien, begot the Neanderthal and the wise sapien. And so now the homosexuals rape the sapien as they were leaving Africa and come to the Western world. And they now are very, 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 very tricky hominid, you know, primates, the monkeys. Okay, and that's where they come from. And it seemed like it was a special type of a ape-like primates that could mix blood with the sapien way back 100,000 years ago, though. Okay, because in all the sapiens are around 200,000 years. So after they were 100,000 years, some were coming to the Western world, and that's when the problem happened. Oh, and by the way, you probably don't know this, that you people who read and things like that and know things even better than me, you probably know that these hominids, primates, they are the ones who turn out now to be homosexuals. And that they, you know, they were not made by no God whatsoever, nothing at all. They evolve like many low creatures out there, right? And so they are a part of the creatures them that came about in Africa and been around for a few, almost 3 to 4 million years, you know, in Africa. They were the first creatures, beings that walk on the earth, and they were like, you know, hind feet walker, and with their two front leg, but they walk on a lot on the two back legs, right? So they call them upright walking. And but now they start calling themselves human now because of the that debacle that they had with the newly created hybrid human being. And they they turned the world upside down. The homosexual then. You see? But during the time of their evolution, evolutionary life, they were just that, hominid, over that time. There is absolutely no scientific nothing to say that they were bad or good primates or not like that. They didn't. Nothing hasn't come forward that I have read. But the first time that they did something now that, you know, spill over all over the world against them, and they don't care. They don't care what anybody's saying about them. They do what they want to do, and they know that there's no one who behaves like them, so therefore people are afraid of them. So, but why now I have to take a different position with them? Is that they leave their own way of life to want to take away the way of life from the sapient species, right? They are hominid, and they're you know, come from the ape like. I mean, speak against that because it interferes with me, my species. Everybody has to defend their own when others are intruding. And this is where we are right now. AD and Adam and Eve is a primate system. You see, and they change everything that we are to glorify themselves with it, and we are left outdoors. So right now, everything that they do when it comes to like government, because they didn't have any government when they were in Africa for, you know, at least 2 million years, a long time, that man. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of generation of them that pass away and continue up to, you know, for 2 million years. So the things that, since they do their mischief and they start talking, they interbreed and turn like, look like human beings with the Neanderthals and kill them out and talk all kind of lies. They always find some lies to tell, right? Today, it's difficult to deal with them white folks here because you have to be like a super genius to outdo them, like with science and logic, because they're smart, because they were like smart animals all along, right? But now, with them begin to talk, because they get the sapient blood and they start talking of talking, baby. And I know they have a generation, you know, a culture of their own, but they are homosexual. They want everybody to turn homosexual. And that's why they have mission. They set up the churches and have missionary to go out and evangelize like Billy Graham was doing. All of them are sodomites, but all of a sudden, they start to put on clothes and look like sapient people, the civilized people, and say, no, them to them civilized. Now, they are not going to go away until they find out they got to go, because the world is going to find them out. And when the world find out the kind of stuff that they have done, they are not going to have it easy at all, at all, at all, at all. Because nobody is going to look on them like they value anything. Because they kill off almost all of the sapiens. They kill off all of the Neanderthals. And they turn now, every day, they are doing evil to the present day sapiens. So that's what, you know, that's the thing now. When they are claiming that what we have is theirs, that's a serious place that they're gone. That's a serious place that they're gone. Because all of us are not going to be born and come blind, dumb and deaf. All of us not going to come that way. And some, at some point, they're going to lose because they can't, they don't have anything in writing that show that they have a legitimate stand for the position that they say they are holding. And intelligent sapien go easily offset them. They won't be able to legitimize from a government point of view their existence. They don't have a legal existence. But as long as we don't know, they'll get along and do whatever they want to do. But beyond that, no, it won't be long before they're going to pay for what they do. Because like I say, if you don't have deed for things, who set up the government on the world here now? Simply because something happened that caused them to take opportunity here. It's not going to last forever. But they think so. No, it won't last forever. Anyway, you see, and then when they take up the place like they're a human being and they're having census and they're counting themselves like they are a human being and all that kind of stuff, they don't know the danger that they are in. Because who put the system here are the gods for real, and they know that. There's Cicero in the first century B.C., Cicero said they love the gods because the gods allow them to have an empire. And they call themselves gods too. They try to imitate everything that the gods do. And today, they don't really care nothing about the gods because they look at themselves as gods after them dupe the sapien 100,000 years ago. Today, they can't rule themselves. Sapiens can't rule themselves. They are the kingdom, wean out and stuff like that. These sodomites do anything to the leaders that, you know, supposed to be kingship. There is no more kingship that anybody's talking about. But guess what? It's funny. But kingship rule is still the civilized power on earth. They can't do nothing about that because they live almost 3 to 4 million years and they didn't do anything like being civilized. They grunt and make stone tools right down to the Bronze Age just the other day. So these sodomites behaving in a way, they don't understand what they're doing, right? But things going to flip on them and it's not going to be they being attacked fresh by anybody, is that their own deeds going to turn them over. That's what's going to happen to them. And they're behaving like Europe don't exist for them no more, but that's where they really need to go, because things, you know, it's not the bombs on the, you know, the bombers and stuff like that they have out there and the big naval vessels that they have out there. Those can only do certain things. You have to have something beyond that. You see, because they're depending on the world of people out here to keep them in place. But if they are not able to do something different from what they're going to do, they're only seasonal. That is not going to last. Now, what I'm saying to you here is that we are here for a little time. And this guy, Sam Cooke, play this nice tune. Gonna play it for you.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. Well, that is it so far. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, man. And I want to talk more about, you know, the fact that these homosexuals, they think that everywhere we settle in the world, they're going to come there. And they're going to do their sodomite stuff on us. That's absurd. It's ridiculous. So somehow our ancestors, they have lost their position, their legal oppression, their legal possession in the world. We have the rights to rule, kingship government. That's where civilization come from. There's no joke about that. White people don't have no civilization at all. And whatever happened that caused civilization to go out of administration in context It's simply because something went wrong long before our time, way back in 100,000 years ago. So what is happening right now is basically the time, you know, put pressure on things to develop and then turn those things back to where they came from. They're no more. And so the world look now like, oh, white people are ruling and, you know, white people own everything. Don't hold your breath. Do not hold your breath, because these white people don't behave like they have enough sane, because they don't have anything to show that they are running the world. They do not. Because they don't have a legal background. But they managed to bluff our people, since our people lost their mental bearings long time ago and no longer can rule themselves. So they have the guts. They're going to take over and rule in whatever way, killing everybody and stuff like that. That's the way they say they're ruling. That's not civilization. It's never going to be good. I mean, there's nobody that is getting along well on the planet Earth, because these guys don't want no unity or nothing like what they talk about Jesus should do. You know, see, what they write in the Bible is no Jesus talking. It's these white people talking, and talking about is Jesus. Why they do all these things is because they're wrong. They're wrong. You see what I mean? And it is easy for them to disappear and nobody know where they go. Really, because they dissolve everything. You see, they don't leave anything unturned that is civilized. You see, they take away all the institutions, architecture, and everything that they did not have 100,000 years ago. They did not. And now they think that they are able to do all of us and they will remain in the world. It's not true. It's not true. They don't have what it takes to do that. And soon and very soon, they'll know, they may never realize that their hand would come. But they had an empire, right? Oh, they lost it. They shouldn't lose it. But just as though, you see, things go with them, they think they have it made. They don't have it made. And at the top, when they are at the very top, if they don't reach it yet, they probably reach it. Because they do all the, you know, do all they want to do. Go up in the skies up there, you know. I don't think there's anything. They can only get worse, but not better. You know what I mean? So, listen. The Earth was not created for white people. That's just a fact. The history says that. You see what I mean? So, nonetheless, they're going to decide to kill off everybody and then, you know, say that's it. But if they want to have continued life, they're not going the right way with it. Because number one, they have profaned the work of the gods. And the gods is not going to have, you know, they're going to have, if you call it, the last laugh. But they have the laugh all the time, though. However, there is going to come a time when they will say, enough of this, we don't want no more of it. And it means that these white people will be no more. You see? Like, you see what in sodomy Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Good. Well, what are they doing now? Why is it the African people them not looking and see time of day it is? You see what I mean? All right. Well, anyway you want it, I'm very sure the gods of their way of wrapping up stuff when, you know, they don't want no more of that. They don't want it happening anymore. And whatever the reason why they stand and watch it, you know, is for like people like me to show that I have regard for my creator. Okay? And it doesn't matter what foe come along. They're going to have my greatest weapon. And it's the knowledge that I develop, the tongue in my head, my wits. Yeah, that's what is going to make all the things that are to be gone. You see? And it is not going out there with their weapon that they have out there. It's there is the way to bring things to an end. And it is not in anybody's hand, but the powers that the gods manage, okay, to manipulate. And you don't know where it's coming from, but they have the way of doing it. The white people could have taken a more appropriate way of life. They don't want that. They decide to kill us and do whatever they want. Well, who do you think is supposed to, like, look at them with any pity? You know what I mean? When they choose every given day to be wicked and cruel and boast about it. So, that's what's going to happen. What is not yours will never be yours. And that's what is true. All right, now let me go on further and tell you something here. I see nobody not calling me, but I do. Oh, you have like about 7 minutes to call me. 347-501-358. Come on, talk to me before the time run out. It's getting close now, right? But I am telling you that I don't hate anybody, but if you're not a human, don't come here and tell me you're human when the Easter textbook is telling me something different, okay? And you want what people have. It was never yours, so it didn't turn yours since you have it. It wasn't yours. It's never going to be yours. So you can stay out there and cut your fool, right? I can't go on the wrong side. I have to be and defend the right side. The right side is civilization. You guys, you don't want none of that. And you set up the entire world for it to fall to being homosexual. It's not so the world history book says. We have a government in the world history textbook. You're not a part of that. And we're ever in this world history textbook that lists civilized country and stuff like that. It's not Europe. Europe is not a civilized country. And the people who set you, not people, but you, I mean, hominids that settled into Africa 1.5 million years ago, up there is your place. It's not any place else. You come talk about you have power of colonialism. What kind of a government power run colonialism that kill off everybody in the way? Hello? Hello? You there, look. Pretty soon, you won't have a tongue in your head to talk. You see, because once the truth begins to come out, you guys will find out, oh, you don't have no AD and Adamani license. He gives us what he made, the moon calendar. It's not calendar. It's sure not. So because you see something looking like we're going down and things like that, well, you know, that's what it's now, you know, make use of your opportunity and make the right choice. You know, if you want to go on and enjoy life or you want to get decimated when the time comes. Like Sodom and Gomorrah. There's a second Sodom and Gomorrah is coming. Okay? All right. So now, all right, let's go back to my chat, okay? And remember, you know, I have a big list of how much, how much of these indigenous people the United States kill. You know, I mean, it's like they come to kill us. They come to kill us. I know they're behaving like they don't kill nobody. You know what I mean? So that's the height of what of their estimation, calling themselves human beings. Who are they fooling? Look, you can only fool yourself in the hand, you know what I mean? Are you self-fool? All of these people that them kill from 1492 and stuff like that, and all these old bunch of writers, I mean, write and list all of the things that they do, and now they throw us a count in our dead. You know? They're counting how much of us they kill. Not them, but the people who keep record of it, they have, you know, thing here, and whereas we have our government, and they destroy our government, and it tells you here that other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempt to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts they make by churches and system, church and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. You hear that? We have government. And because you probably don't know, civilization is not what you're seeing around you. Civilization comes from us, who have the blood of civilization. No matter what you see going on, the gods bring civilization to earth. It wasn't these hominids that bring civilization. It's the god. 450,000 years ago, civilization came on earth. That's when they came on earth. And when the first day that they came here, that was the first day of the first week of the first month. Okay, so you don't understand what civilization is. Civilization is not breeze blowing. Okay, it's the gods that came here and physically. And remember when they created us, a lot of their class was marinos because we have their blood. Our blood was pure blood that they could interbreed with us. They didn't interbreed with these European sodomites. Okay? So, get out, go back, go live your life, and leave us alone. That's all I got to say. Because we have a system, the legitimate system, the civilization system, and you want to come here and use it and fuck ass all. You know, no, it don't go like that. It just don't go like that. Okay, and you know that you are fuckers of asshole and stuff like that. Don't come and behave like you're like us. You just don't do that. Okay, it don't work. Because just like you can come here and say, this is yours and blah, blah, blah. What about us? We are not nobody, right? Well, you're going to find out exactly how it's going to play out. You think you can get up and kill people every day? And they will die out and you live. That's not true. That is not true. Right? The power is out there and you will be gone and we are not going to go and leave you here. It's not going to happen. You can stay and look at us and laugh and think, we are civilization, you understand? And you're trying to get us to fuck asshole. Now, you better stop it, man. Get away from us, because our place was not elected for you to come here and drop your drawers and fuck people's asshole. That's not, that's the worst thing can ever happen. Okay? And you behave like you're not doing anything. Now, you better get your way out. Kingship government rule forever. Right? And you come here and do all these kind of stuff. That's nasty. To leave and go and decide to kill people. Cold blood. Light them a fire and kill them and bomb, throw bombs on anything we have. Okay? For prosperity. No, no, no. You poison the food and everything like that. All these kind of stuff. To be here today and behaving like you're all on high on the hog and stuff like that. No. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. Never going to work. I mean, David Michael Smith can tell you, University, Houston, downtown. You see what I mean? Yeah, and then bring us holy cost, killing us out. We never go anywhere for go kill them out. They behave like they were here and we come here and killing them. No. That's not the way it is. So you better know, you're nasty, as nasty as you want to be, well, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. You are sure off that you are this and you're mighty and you're this and that and think you're mighty to go kill off the Chinese, kill off the Indians and stuff like that. If you think that you're going to be forgiven for that, you're an idiot. Find your roots. Okay, you think you have money and you can buy this and do that and all them kind of thing there, you know, and have empire and everything we have, you want to have it, to Dickens. All right. When your time is up, the gods, anywhere they are, they're going to get you. And they're going to get you the way they can easily, because you don't measure up to our creator. So, no, you don't listen to nobody. You listen to your fucking asshole stuff. Okay? Well, use your while it works for you. All right. So I'm being true. I mean, you don't come here and do that to us. You don't come here and do that to us. Because right now, there's none of you can come on this radio here and tell the world your civilization story. You don't have a civilization story. No, whatsoever. You see what I mean? And we did not come where you are. But you would be talking about, oh, you have a government and you're going to, like, send us out, expel us from here. Because you can't do it. You probably could do it before, but no, you can't. You can't do it because you don't have a government here. You're not a government at all. You know, man, all you're good for is kill us and fuck Batty Wall. That's all you're good for. You know, all the cars and everything you want and everything like that goes up in the dust. You think it is as just, you know, nice as you want the world to think. When I listen to how weird they are in the world and what they are doing and all that kind of thing, I'm saying, how these people out there, you know, they can't tell these guys that, look, it's time for them to go because such and such and such. You know what I mean? I can come and tell in convincing fashion that these white people are not here on anything real. What they have is as nothing. them are white people, and they can't come to it that them are white people. They don't originate with us. They want the world to think that, oh, they were here, and tell all the lies to say they were here all along. Listen, go someplace, go fuck your asshole, because this is not the place for white people to come show off and carry on and stuff like that and everything like your government. You're not government in no kind of way. Okay? You're KKK, your Justice Department, your income tax system, you know, all of your system where you have respond AD and Adamani. People don't know that, but I'm telling them, AD and Adamani is not law for not even cockroach. You understand that? That's right. And your government that you're running, nobody cannot come here and touch nothing because AD and Adamani. But what happened? When you're going to be put to the test, you want to kill off everybody with your gun and stuff like that, but you're not going to want to talk where you come from. What species are you? You don't want to talk about that because you can't. The time come, get up. Get up and go back where you come from, because the world is not going in right with all of what is going on here. The world, I don't mean the planet will be gone, but a lot of people are going to perish. See, if you keep on your sodomite faggot stuff, that you were not needed here, but you come here and you're all over the place, everywhere. You go to Palestine and do the same thing, and all and Europe and everywhere. I mean Rome. You know, and go Afghanistan, you go Iraq, and you govern everything like a mad shad. Hominin apes, gay, invading federal government. It's fraudulent. The government is not civilized government. And a lot of people fail to understand that. These guys have their schooling and, as it were, graduate. They study civilization government before they come out and do their thing. They take quite a few years to get there. And they work their trick using their blood to disease the African people's brain until today they can't rule themselves. But it says, you know, the Lord will make a way for those who are remnants, those who care about them and respect them. They look out for those people. And it means that you people, you think you are able to, so far, protect yourself. But, you know, the time is going to come. What you used to protect yourself up till now, it's not going to be anything. Because if a good shower rain fall out there, you're looking for somewhere to go. If, you know, a little bit of water come up on the place, you need a boat to start swimming and stuff like that. Listen, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. And the people must know. Because things are going to start falling apart around you and around them. $3.5 to $4 million years history shows the hominid gay are thieves and fraudulent. Federal government null and void. No matter how convincing they seem to be. It is AD and Adamani, fool. It's AD and Adamani. They're not telling you that. But That's what their government is resting on, you know, the Christmas thing. The Christmas, A.D. Anadamani, and Jesus cannot be found anywhere, nowhere at all. And the chief place you should be finding him in the Bible. Jesus is not in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible has anything, and they know it. These white folks know that Jesus Christ never exists. If you don't know, they do. And all they're talking about Jesus is money. Because the Jesus that they show you on their paper now and boast about and brag for themselves, you know, they have a lot of influence where a lot of people believe foolishness that cannot be knowledge at any given day. And then when the time comes, when they should have legitimacy, they don't have none. A.D. Anadamani is fraud. A.D. Anadamani is fraud. And they know, our people don't know, I didn't know until I find out. They don't have a legal connection at all to nothing that they claim they own. Nothing whatsoever. They maybe turn off the mic so that you don't hear what I'm saying anyway. But if you're hearing what I'm telling you, you can stay out there and think that I'm joking. I'm not joking. A.D. Anadamani, it's a calendar. And they change our calendar, right? And begin to use moon calendar to worship the faggot Pope. Because that's who they really worship. They want you to think you're worshiping a God in the Bible. There's no God in the Bible. You believe it. It's the reason why you can't tell the difference. But these white people, they put it together and they lead the world astray. And that's where we are. But remember, to those who are a remnant and you have something in you that links you with your creator, it's a different thing. Okay? Find out, I have got to tell it. And all I got to do is tell you, and you got the power to do either follow the light or follow these white people who's lying to you every day about Jesus Christ. And oh gosh, no man. It has no taste, no nothing at all. Once you're really looking for it. Right? That's what I got to tell you. All right, and let me tell you a little bit more about how they are killing us and behaving like, oh, they're making something good for you. Go vote and all this kind of stuff. Don't vote. Don't vote. You see, because that is what is bringing us to destruction. You see, you're voting for them. You see, voting for them. Yeah, the white people that, you know, if it were a dark-skinned person doing it, you'd have a different problem. But having these white people who you think are giving you something, you know, more than one, what, you know, you can't talk about black people doing any good for you, because the black people, no matter what position they have in the government, are the white people in government. And if you don't know that, these African people, indigenous people that you see, they ain't no good for you. They're in this white people government, and them are promised you things. That's not where you should be looking. You should be looking and getting rid of these white people. White people don't want you to get rid of them. You see, they want you to believe the lie, soak you in the lie. And you get afraid of them. You know, to be afraid of white people. Call them names. Call them, tell them who they are and stuff like that. Move out of their fallacy. That's what you're supposed to do, right? You don't make people kill you for you trying to worship them anyway. You know, look how much of our people, they kill, right? And still underneath them, right? They may do whatever they want for them, but they still kill you though. Anytime you don't realize the danger that you're in, you follow the nonsense, all right? And my cousin is a minister, and he makes light of being a believer. I say, what is belief? You know, you believe something, you have no knowledge of it, you know. And he's a minister, and that's where he's cuddling his brothers and sisters and friends and anybody, you know, who come to his church and things like that. And when I ask him questions for him to know he's wrong, admit he's wrong, he make a joke of it. So, you know, I just think that at some day he may just become serious. Now, it goes on to say here that here is abundant proof in their scene of the crime. On their scene of the crimes, they are still occupying a kingship government legal deed. They are occupying the land with kingship legal deed. That's what they're occupying. They don't belong here, but what happened? When you're gone, the roaches come in. Now, they are ordered return to Europe now on. Counting the dead, estimating the loss of life, in the indigenous Holocaust. $14.92 presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston downtown. Listen to this. Counting the dead, in addition to the deadly impact of diseases, wars, and genocide margin upon us people. What has happened already, and they're still going on, they don't stop. These white people don't stop because they think that we are done for. We're not responsive to anything to show that, you know, we have... and thinking anything like would like them to leave. No, you don't hear nobody talk about white people leave. Oh, no. No, not like that. So they're not making any plans. So they come here and they kill us and they behave like, oh, we are people who come here and see them and they start to kill us. That's the way it appears. You see what I mean? So our brain is gone completely. This right here and a number of other things that shows our brain is gone over the past 100,000 years. So it goes on to say, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, located, relocated, dispersed, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he observed that the force removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. No, we don't cause none of this, you know. And we don't have anybody who's appealing to them for us. Right? No, I am talking from a different perspective pertaining to the problem. Right? But where are those who say they represent us? Where are they? These kind of things have been happening from they come to America 400 or so years ago. How long since we are here? Like 50,000 or so ago. And then they overtalk and tell the lies until it seems like we don't care whether or not we were here 100,000 years ago. It's like, you know, because our brain is gone. Can't you see? Can't you see? And they give you the Bible. They mean you well to give you a Bible. Think again. So it goes on. The kind of stuff that they are doing and we are here behaving like we are babies, you don't have no sense. Right? And this is what they come here and go, not just here, but all around the world, they do the same thing, just like they replicate what they do right here in America, all around the world, to our people. So many of us more than them. And they could use one person and do we what they're doing us right now. That's bad. Well, how about we find one person that can get them out of here? Just one person know what to do to get them out of here. But we're not in need of anybody to put these white people out because everybody is content with white people now. And them are sodomites. Oh, they teach you them not sodomites, right? Them are not sodomites. And them are dressed up like you. And you don't know that them are dressed up like you to get rid of you. That's what they're doing. They're imitating us to get rid of us. It makes it easier. You see, they look like us. They achieve a lot. Looking like us, talk like us, you know, having baby like us, all kinds of things, because they have our blood. But what happened when they never have our blood? We were their civilization back then. The history is telling us clearly they don't have anything to do in common with us, but they have more than common. Yeah, oppression and why we suffer that? Because them disease our brain and use all kind of stuff. I mean, why we come down to the number where we are right now? You see what I mean? And this is what is going on. And they know to do it until it reaches a perfection for them. You don't see it. Unless the Heavenly Father do something for us. Make us wiser. I know that. Don't go to their church. Don't vote for their democracy because democracy is not civilization. You know, I mean, it's time more people try to learn the truth and, you know, give you something to, like, put you at a place in life to defend your existence. All right. So these are the things that they are doing, and we have nothing at all in mind to stop white people from doing these things because they take control and say this is this. Now, why should we come to that point where we just give up and let them do whatever they want to do with us? Really? And you don't understand that we have life to take a stance and push things in a certain kind of way because we are working and stuff like that. We to do things to, like, get them out of our lives.
rather than make them ferment every day, and we cooperate with it. And you go wash the same seat and all that kind of stuff. So it goes on to say, they use everything against us to take our life away, and nobody raise hell about it. Other, it says there, moreover, such removal and relocation destroyed indigenous people's way of life. You hear this? Listen, way of life is not just personally kill you, but they destroy the way of life of people to just go hungry and dead. They poison your food and all that. These white people, that's them. But you bet they don't behave like that, them a do. No. Them not behave like that, them a do. Them behave like them good and nice and everything. You see, well, that's the way them dress up and go on like, say, well, then, you know, them are married and they have them wife and stuff like that. Them a do that to just lead us astray, because now, you know, it's like they know that we have, you know, we stop being critical or protest or not like that. We now hold them as our parents now. White people are our parents now. They are the higher being than us. We don't have no sense of the past at all, right? Anytime they hear anybody who seem to have a good sense of the world and who they white people represent, they don't want that. They don't want to hear that. You know, DeSantis, the guy, that guy, he's a faggot. DeSantis, the federal Florida governor, they call him. Yeah? He's a faggot. Okay? And look at him. You think like he's a civilized man. A man civilized 100%. And it is because of the opportunity that they raise up in America while they come and talk about their ruling government, man. You see? Why they got Africa. You can't, Africa, oh my God, Africa is gone to the dogs with the Christianity there. You know what I mean? I mean, turn the world upside down like this is just, you know, it's crying out loud. Really, crying out loud. But we know that we are not created by for them God in the Bible. Okay? And if you're praying to the God in the Bible, well, you're a living perish. You're alive, but you're spiritually dead. You know, and a lot of people not going to go any further than right there. So, you know, but, you know, if there are people who just know that, they will have to defy situation like this. Because somebody who is inferior to you must never rise to be above you. White people are not above us. The money and something like that where them have is our own people who them dose with them bad blood and them lose their mind. Them crazy. Them people in Africa give them the whole world to go rule. You know what I mean? So it's a kind of a situation, but it's not too hard for the gods to totally obliterate the whole foolishness. It's not too hard. So consider your position in the world and what your life should be for. And don't let these faggot white people make you a fool. Okay? Now, it goes on to tell more things about what they've done to us, right? And it says here, that moreover such removal and relocation destroy indigenous people's way of life, their ways of life. They do everything to destroy us. Can't you see? Everything they do and make it seem like it is our fault, which results in substantial additional loss of life. You hear that? So what we can't win anything. You see what I mean? Because they are always doing these things and blaming us for it. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission to California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government attempt to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and the Southern Indian into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religions, governmental and kingship systems. That's our civilization you're talking about, that these faggots are doing these kind of stuff too. They feel like, oh, we must not resent them and blah, 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 blah. Why shouldn't we resent them? But we can't resent them when we, our mind, our brain is not telling us the right things. The often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes, the near extension of the buffalo. Applying the evidence and tell you exactly what these people are doing. Say America is theirs and we don't worth anything. You never look at the Constitution and see that the Constitution does not really include African people. No. Fourth Amendment, they say, is to provide for us. It doesn't provide anything for us. What these folks are dishing out like a social security or something like that. Hey, look. And they can order, they even want to cut social security and all. These stinkers are here. And we allow them to do anything. You see what I mean? And America belongs to us. It don't belong to them. No day, no time. But they own it now, right? And you believe it. And they're making use of it. And behaving like, oh, dear forefather, you know, were the ones from way back in antiquity own America. And not that's all. So now, how much education you need to reverse the way you're thinking? Well, I don't know what your situation is. Because if your mind is something that is locked up and people cannot tell you something that makes sense for you to put your energy in the right place, no, these people are going to, you know, I mean, look to ways to kill us more and more and more instead of they go back where they come from. Oh, no, they're not. They find a place that they needed. Yeah, America. Okay, so it goes on to say, widespread starvation. Us, not them. Do you see how much money white people have? I mean, they will never be out of money. You see, because they have money that they'll never be able to spend it off. Okay, where they get it from? Not 3.5 million years that they've been around. It's just since 100,000 years ago, they started to seriously challenge our system and find ways to get around us, right? And we do nothing about it. So it goes on to say here, this is where they get our mind, where they can knead us like flour in a water. You see, it doesn't sound like we are the people we are. We sound like we are where they coming from. We reflect where white people coming from. But they turn us around. And they take, every ounce of what existence we have, they take it from us and use it and give us nothing, because this constitution that they make up, it's not about us. It's about what, some seven white men that make the constitution? No, come on. And we are here now, we're drunk, we don't have the sense. Now, well, let's see how the Lord is going to work this out for us. Because all of us is not going to go blind. There are those of us who will be able to work and behave in the way the gods want us to behave and watch and see these honest fucking white people behaving that like they are saints. Okay? You watch and see what's going to happen. So we are here in the poverty, in the ground. Starvation, malnutrition, the deleterious effects of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair. Declining fertility and other factors also distributed the indigent, also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. Holocaust, you know what Holocaust is? What did we do these white people to end up dead and killed? When we didn't steal anything from them. You tell me. And you tell me now, however ever security hang over me. Why should I care when these nasty fucking asshole scumbag white people are tell us, say, them a kill we because them have a right to kill we. You know, see what I mean? No. It doesn't matter. We, as long as we are sensed to wave your hand or do something, direct your thoughts to your creator, man. Do something, but you don't let them come and do us like this. You know what I mean? Too many of us believe in them. That's when we are dead. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Now, it's right. If you're not defending your rights, well, you're not defending anything. And I told you all the time, I have the link from Michael Challenger who give us the research into South Africa. The gods, they were there and they, were mining gold and sent it back to their homeland, Nibiru. And these white people would tell us it's a lie, like the gods don't exist, and all them kind of thing. But the evidence is here. You see the pyramids. Why did the white people make the pyramids? No. Who make the pyramids? Isn't it, if it's not the gods, technology that build the pyramid? You know what I mean? So, but when your mind is disturbed, you're not in a position to distinguish anything. So you believe anything. All right, this is what is happening. So I'm telling you that we have this discovery from these South Africa. These scientists for real go over there where nobody is paying attention and go over there and see the stone structures over in South Africa there. And you know, it's marvelous for us to go and see that whatever you've been hearing about is for real. But they were here mighty long time before we were created. They, the civilized gods, were here in South Africa. Okay? And you see all the things around the world that they have constructed. And, I mean, it's not like talking about a god in the Bible that nobody, you know, come down here and throw up disease from people and all that kind of thing. Don't you read where God threw disease on Miriam and didn't do anything to our brother? And the both of them were accused for the same wrongdoing. God is a sodomite. Why did he put, this disease on Miriam, the woman, and nothing upon the man? Now, you don't see all over the Bible, there's clues in there. Say, are the homosexual white people that write the Bible? And you don't know. When they talk about Jesus died for your sin, how could Jesus be dying for our sin? And no, Adam and Eve never did it. When they talk about talking serpent was there or talking to her and all. Them things, they're not true. It's not true. But this is where we are with it. Now, if we begin to come out and talk the real truth, and let these people hear and let them know we know what, who they are and what they're about, they would have gone a long time ago. Because there is energy in what we are thinking and what we're feeling. Okay? And if you begin to activate it, it connects with your creator. It's not then what they have in the Bible. There's nothing in the Bible creating, nothing. All right. So we have this blessing of, you know, that these scientists go and do this research and send this information out to us that we can send it anywhere in the world for people to read it. So now, let me tell you just a little paragraph how he sums up what they did over in that research. Michael Tellinger making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization, the southern tip of Africa, is continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history book. That now. You imagine if we are being told this, and right now all we have is the Bible that these white people give us. And they are piling it on and driving us in the dirt more and more and more and more every day. We don't know nothing. Now, I tell you, you have your head and your brain, and if you understand anything, see what you can do with that. But what else can I do? I wish you everything that is good and hope that we will see another day that the Lord has made for us. Take good care, and let's do another. Okay, let's play this one. War.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. Yes, there war. yet until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Mr. War, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, rub a human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed, wherever